This is KUT. The Austin School Board last night unanimously approved a resolution in support of all AISD students, specifically undocumented and immigrant students and their families. KUT's Kate McGee has more.
School board members have been crafting a resolution in support of immigrant students since last school year. It began when the valedictorian of Crockett High School announced on Twitter she was undocumented. She got a lot of criticism on social media, and some trustees wanted to make sure similar students know their schools are welcoming places. But the resolution stalled due to board politics until last week. That's when Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents arrested around 50 people in the Austin area, causing panic among many local immigrants. Trustees renewed a push for the resolution. It has little practical effect, but it sends a message. The version passed last night states the district's support of all students, but specifically included language about immigrant families. Kendall Pace is school board president.
We recognize the fear in our communities. We also recognize that community engagement and trust building is tantamount to our collective success. We share the concerns and wanted to make a statement tonight reaffirming our commitment to our communities and our students.
Before the school board meeting, Superintendent Paul Cruz held a press conference. He said all students are welcome and will be educated in Austin Public Schools. Federal law requires districts educate all students regardless of immigration status.
It's really plain and simple. In Austin ISD, we educate students. And that's the message to all of our Austin community. In doing so, I fully support our teachers, our principals, and our staff members in creating safe learning environments for all of our students.
Cruz answered questions about immigrants and undocumented students, but did not specifically mention immigrant students in his remarks. Last week, district lawyers sent a memo to campuses with guidelines for the kind of legal information staff could give to students. The memo was sent after some staff members advised students what to do if immigration enforcement agents showed up at their homes. It caused some confusion on campuses, and the local teachers union, Education Austin, pushed back against the memo. On Monday, Cruz said he would have been more specific in those memos earlier, but he responded to questions as soon as possible.
Almost every single day since questions have been coming forward, we've been responding, maybe not in a situation like this, but directly to our staff members.
The Austin School Board's resolution comes after Houston and San Antonio passed similar resolutions in support of their immigrant students. Kate McGee, KUT News.